Fiat. May 20th, 1934. How the divine will devours, as though in one single breath, all the acts done in it, and makes of them one alone. How the divine will forms the guises of the humanity of our Lord, and makes it present to the creatures. I felt so very poor in love, but with the will of wanting to love him very, very much. I had received sweet Jesus sacramentally, and he was as though drowned with love. And I, only a few little drops. Yet he was asking me for love, so as to give me love. But what to do to be able to match him in some way? So I thought to myself, my celestial mama wants me to love my Jesus and hers very much. Well then, these little drops of love of mine I want to pour into her seas of love. In this way, I will give him and tell him, I love you so much that I love you as your mama loves you. Now, it seemed to me that the sovereign lady rejoiced and felt happy, for her daughter was loving Jesus with her love. And he was even happier, as he felt loved by me with the love of his mama. And all happy, he told me, my little daughter of my will, you must know, the one who lives in my fiat is never alone in her acts. She is incorporated into everything that my will has done, does, and will do, both within itself and in all creatures. So, in the love of my mother, I felt the love of my daughter, and in the love of the daughter, the love of my divine mother. Oh, how beautiful were your tiny little drops of love, invested by the seas of love of my mama. With one who lives in my will, I feel heaven flow in her acts, in her love, in her will. And I feel the creature in heaven, and her acts, her love, her will, investing the Imperium, invading everyone, and forming one single act, one single love, and one single will. And the whole of heaven feels loved, glorified in the creature, and she feels loved by all heaven. In my will, everything is unity. Separability does not exist, nor does any distance between places or times. Centuries disappear in my will, and with its power, it devours everything in one single breath, and of everything it makes one continued act. What fortune for one who lives in my will, as she can say, I do what they do in heaven, and my love is not dissimilar from their love. Only for one who does not live in my will, her acts are separable. They suffer loneliness and are dissimilar from our acts, because not being invested by its power, which has the virtue of converting into light whatever is done in it, since they are not light, they cannot incorporate themselves with the acts of our will, which, being inaccessible light, knows how to convert everything into light. And it is no wonder that light and light become incorporated with each other. And then I abandoned myself in the arms of baby Jesus. He made himself seen in that way. And he, drowned with love, abandoned himself in my arms to enjoy the love of his mama and mine, which I was giving to him. Then he added, my daughter, if you see me as a little baby, it is by virtue of my divine will, which possesses within itself all the periods of my life down here, my tears, my pains, and everything I did. And so, in each instant, my will repeats the different periods of my life to give to the creatures its admirable effects. And now it forms me as a baby to give them the fruits of my infancy, my love so very tender, that I reach the point of crying to have love from them and receive their tenderness and compassion at my tears. Now it forms me as a boy with an enchanting beauty to make myself known and captivate them to loving me. Now as a young man to chain them with inseparable union. Now crucified to have them repair and compassionate me. And so with all the rest of the life of my humanity down here. Oh, insuperable power and love of my will, what I did within the short round of 33 years, and hurrying up, I headed back to heaven, my will be doing for centuries upon centuries, keeping my life ready to give it to each creature. Now, you must know that if the Holy Church has the great honor of having souls who have the good of seeing me, of hearing me speak, as if I were again living in their midst, it is all due to my divine will. It is my will that forms my guises and makes me as though present to creatures. My humanity is enclosed within its immensity, and by virtue of it, it holds the present act as if I were in act of being born, and it gives me the guises of a baby. I grow, and it gives me the guises of a boy. The whole of my life lays in its power, and whatever form it wants to give me, at whatever age it wants to show me, it forms my guises and maintains my whole life as present act in the midst of creatures. My will holds your living Jesus, and according to their dispositions, so it shapes my guises and gives me to them and makes them feel how I cry, I suffer, I continue to be born and to die, and I burn with love, for I want to be loved. What does my will not do? It does everything. There is nothing in which it does not hold its primacy, the preserving virtue and perfect and continued balance without ever ceasing in all our works. My daughter, to my sorrow I say this, that what is lacking is the knowledge of what my adorable will does, the great good it constantly offers to creatures, and therefore it wants to be known. But because it is not known, it is neither appreciated nor loved, and they do not give primacy to all our works. While our will is the primary source, and all our works are like many little fountains that receive and draw the life and the goods which they give to the creatures. No, if they knew what will of God means and the good it offers to creatures, the earth would be transformed and so attracted as to remain with its gaze fixed to look at it and to receive its perennial goods. But since it is not known, they don't even think about it, and, in part, they waste its goods. Because whether they want it or not, whether they know it or not, whether they believe it or not, it is my divine fiat that gives life, movement, and everything, and is the motion of all creation. And this is why I so much love for it to be known, what it does and can do, and the whole of its divine history, to be able to lavish new goods and make a more abundant display of love to all the creatures. But in order to do this, I wanted the sacrifice of your life, a sacrifice which I had not asked of anyone, a sacrifice that costs you so much. Although you count this sacrifice when hindrances and circumstances arise. But I count it every day. I measure its intensity its hardness, and the loss of daily life to which you submit yourself. Good daughter, this sacrifice of yours was necessary to my will, to make itself known, to give its knowledges. It wanted to make use of you as a channel in order to make itself known, and of your sacrifice as a powerful weapon to let itself be conquered, reveal itself, open its bosom of light, and manifest itself for who it is. More so since, by doing her will, the creature rejected and lost the life of the divine will. Therefore, it was necessary that a creature would submit herself to the sacrifice of losing her life, surrendering any mastership of herself, so that my will would take a step into making itself known in order to give back its divine life. It is always so in our operating. When we want to overabound more toward the creature, we ask for the sacrifice of one creature as a pretext, and then we make known the good that we want to do. And this good is given out according to the knowledges that creatures acquire. Therefore, be attentive, and do not want to occupy yourself with useless thoughts about the reason for your state. It was necessary to our will, and that's enough. And you must be content and thank it.